Now to your comments about our program and a clarification. Yesterday in our coverage of the White House press conference featuring the Chinese president, we explained that he was speaking through a translator.
Well, that sent Judy Jenner of Las Vegas running to her computer where she typed out this. I must correct you on your incorrect use of the term translator. Translators work with the written word, while interpreters work with the spoken word. And she adds, I am both.
So we checked with Corinne McKay from the American Translators Association, which represents both translators and interpreters.
So the main difference between translators and interpreters is that translators work in writing and interpreters work in speaking. I'm an NPR fanatic, and one of the only things I don't like about NPR is that your reporters consistently say speaking through a translator, and you can't speak through a translator. You only speak through an interpreter.
Duly noted. Well, now to yesterday's interview with Paul Janssen. He is a professor of physiology and cell biology at The Ohio State University. I didn't talk with him about cells. We talked about Legos. Professor Janssen built a replica of Ohio State's football stadium entirely of Legos.
Matt Weinberg of Irvine, California, follows us on Twitter. And Robert, he tweeted this about one phrase that you used. He says, I love Robert Siegel for referring to Lego builders as Lego users. It makes Lego sound like a new type of drug.
Lego ticks. Mindy Stubson of San Luis Obispo, California, was left with a lingering question. What did he do with the stadium after he built it in his basement?
Well, we found the answer. Janssen plans to display his Lego stadium on campus and hopefully use it to fundraise for his research.
And keep your emails and your tweets coming. You can write to us at npr.org or join us on Twitter at NPRATC.